ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ शं नो मित्रशं वरुणः शं नो भवत्वर्यमा शं न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शं नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ ॐ May Mitra be blissful to us. May Varuna be blissful to us. May Aryama be blissful to us. May Indra and Brihaspati be blissful to us. May Vishnu of long strides be blissful to us. Salutations to Brahman. Salutations to you, O Vayu. You indeed are the visible Brahman. You alone I shall call the direct Brahman. I shall call you righteousness. I shall call you truth. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the teacher. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the teacher. Om. Peace. Peace. Peace be unto all.
In our last class, more or less, we have completed the fourth section called Vijnanamaya Kosha. So, we will just take a little bit of what we call the essence of it, just to recollect it. So, first of all, we have to think about what is this Vijnanamaya Kosha is really made up of. It is wonderful to understand. The third kosha of which we discussed is called Manomaya Kosha. All the thoughts arise there. But when an aspirant transcends this Manomaya Kosha, the sheath of the mind, and starts contemplating on the sheath of the intellect, beautifully called Vijnanamaya Kosha, then that person will accomplish everything. Remember, with each kosha, by giving up the lower kosha, the moment a person identifies himself or herself with the next higher, subtler, deeper, more pervading kosha, his ananda also increases. Because what is transcending the koshas? Getting out of the limitations. Slowly, gradually, we are making the limitation less and less and less until we transcend all limitations and become one with Brahman. So, mind can go only so far. That is why Sri Ramakrishna often used to say that one should not limit God. What does Sri Ramakrishna mean? He means that nobody should say God is only this much and not anything else. God only loves our country, our religion, our language, our food, our behavior, our manners of living. This is the root cause of all the problems in this world today. Even though we call it a global village, but more intolerance is spreading everywhere. Me, 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 my country. And supposing a particular country, it succeeds in throwing out everybody else. You know what happens? Those people They were all united in throwing out everybody else whom they call foreigners. But once there is no foreigner, every state becomes the very center of that whole country. So every other state becomes an inimical state. And then you imagine, extend your imagination, every village, every family like that. Selfishness, because selfishness belongs to Brahman, the selfishness also extends infinitely. No doubt about it. Only in the wrong direction. Now we have to turn in the right direction. So in the fourth section, we are describing Vijnanamaya Kosha. What is Vijnanamaya Kosha? Just briefly to recollect. According to Vedanta, the mind has four parts. The first part is called Manas. Second part is called the memory, Chitta. Third part is called Buddhi or intellect. And we should not call it fourth part, but it is what is called that sense of ego, identity. So, whichever instrument is functioning, then we tend to identify ourselves with that, our ego identifies itself with that particular instrument. For example, if I am seeing, I say, I am seeing. Then when I start hearing, I am hearing. When I start smelling, I am smelling. I am tasting. I am touching. Now here, we have to remind ourselves that the mind has the capacity to retain at any given time only a single thought, vritti. It cannot entertain. Before we move on to the second vritti, the first vritti has to die. The first thought has to die. And every thought is a piece of knowledge. I see a tree, I have knowledge of the tree. A tree is green, that greenness, that is a piece of knowledge. It has a beautiful fruit, and that is a piece of knowledge. This fruit is highly desirable, another piece of knowledge. So, the mind is nothing but full of knowledge. Knowledge means thoughts. Now we have to recollect that all knowledge falls into two types, secular and spiritual, good or evil, higher or lower. So, the Vedanta, this particular Upanishad tells us, while describing the Manomaya Kosha, what we say? Rig, this, Ejuh, Siraha, Ejureva Siraha, Rig, etc., etc. You see, Rig, Dakshana Pakshaha, Samotara Pakshaha, Adesha Atma, Maha Pucham Patishta, etc., etc. What does it mean? It means all the Vedas. So, Vedas give us two types of knowledge, secular knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Not only that, Vedas do not stop by merely giving knowledge. Knowledge really propels us. We have to understand the function. First comes Janati, knows. Second comes Ichchati, desires. Third comes Karoti, or Yatate. Fourth comes enjoys. So, these four, first I know something, then only I can desire, then only I can strive, then only I can experience. Here, I don't use the word enjoyment, because if a person is experiencing, it can give both types of knowledge, both happiness as well as unhappiness. Now, what is important, why we are discussing this one? So, a person, he meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, because collective minds, every mind is individual mind, all the minds put together, that is called Hiranyagarbha. All the pranas put together is called Sutratma. All the intellects put together is called Mahaha, which we are going to study here, or we have studied already. Just I am reminding. As soon as we transcend the mind, loses its capacity because it has a limited capacity, it cannot go beyond. That's why it is said that as soon as we identify with the intellect, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan na vibheti kadachaneti. It's just a recollection of what we had already studied. The moment a person starts contemplating on this fourth kosha called Vijnanamaya kosha, instantaneously that person is identifying with Vijnanamaya kosha, and then all the other three koshas, the mind sheath, the prana sheath, and the body sheath, becomes lower expressions of Brahman. They don't become zeros, non-existent, anatma. That's why I explained mithya means not non-existence, not illusion, but limitation, severe limitation of the manifestation of Brahman. That's what we have to understand. Nonetheless, they are all manifestations of Brahman only. Now coming here, the mind cannot understand. In fact, Annamaya Kosha cannot understand the greatness of Pranamaya Kosha. Pranamaya Kosha cannot understand the greatness of Manomaya Kosha. Similarly, Manomaya Kosha cannot understand the greatness of Vijnanamaya Kosha. Similarly, Vijnanamaya Kosha cannot understand the glory, the greatness of Anandamaya Kosha. And similarly, Anandamaya Kosha cannot even comprehend the glory, the greatness, the expansiveness of Brahman, who is called Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. We have seen in this very Taittiriya Upanishad at the beginning of this second chapter. So, all the worlds unable to understand what is in that, what is the bliss that a person experiences in the Vijnanamaya Kosha. It comes back. Sri Ramakrishna once described it. Somebody from a remote village went and saw the ocean. He returned back. The villagers asked him, how is the ocean like? He said, he opened his mouth. He could not say what he has seen, because at best what is like the frog in the well. How big is your ocean? Is this so big? I don't believe you. Let this fellow be thrown out. That would be the condition of every kosha which cannot understand its subtler, higher, more pervading, more powerful kosha. So, aprapya manasa saha, anandam brahmano vidvan. So, this anandam which comes in this Vijnanamaya kosha, just understanding something, obtaining right knowledge, gives so much of joy. And such a person herein is called Vidwan. Na vibheti kadachaneti. He never fears anything. Because he knows I am not the body, so he is not frightened of death. He knows I am all prana. Therefore, there is no death of prana. He knows I am all the minds. Remember, with each contemplation, he is identifying himself with the collective universal whole. That is the secret of this Panchakosha Vivarana, explanation of this Panchakoshas. So, anandam, this ananda which a person obtains in the Vijnanamaya Kosha, it is impossible to describe by the mind. Eto vacho nivartante. Therefore, he doesn't fear. Why doesn't he fear? Because we only fear two things. Actually, we fear only one thing. Death of the body is most feared one, death of ananda. When we think about it, if a person loses a lot of money, especially those who do the speculation and the Wall Street, overnight they can make, billionaires can become paupers, and some people committed suicide also, can do in future also. What is the point we are discussing here? The point is this person, he has so much ananda, he is experiencing it every millisecond. So, he is not afraid because he knows the higher we climb, or the subtler we identify ourselves with, our fear becomes less and less and less, until in the fifth kosha, then we experience the highest bliss, but still it is a kosha, it is a sheath, it is limited. Until we become one with Brahman, it's all limited. So like the previous imagination in the form of a human being or a bird, so this Vijnanamaya kosha also, what is it? Shraddha, intense faith in the Vedas, in the scriptures, and that determines his way of life. Naturally, we say sometimes, if someone is assisting us, and without whose help, it would be very difficult for us to serve. He is my right hand, and a little bit less, he is my left hand. So, Ritam means complete understanding of the Vedic truths, exactly as the Veda wants us to understand, of course, through the explanation, teaching of the Guru. That is called Ritam. And putting what we understand into practice is called Satyam. And we have to continuously be watchful, continuously monitor ourselves. That continuous monitoring and continuous correcting ourselves, like driving in India, especially in India, like crazy. From which side somebody will come and hit you? From the Indians are, what is called Samadarshis. They don't care whether it is from the front side, back side, left side, right side, above, below, from any side they can come and hit. So, yoga is Atma. The very thing that keeps our endeavor alive, strong, and pushes us forward with complete awareness. Uttishthata, Jagrata, Prapyavaran, Nibodhata. And the Upanishad continues. Shurasya Dhara, Nishita, Duratyaya, Durgam, Pathastat, Kavayo, Vadanti. Traveling or balancing in life is like walking on the edge of a extremely sharp razor. We can be cut into pieces. What does it mean? One stray thought can pull us down into the very depths of Naraka. As exemplified in the Mahabharata, one great soul entered into the Brahmaloka. He saw a beautiful goddess called Ganga, and that one thought, how beautiful. What does it mean? Whenever we see a car, how beautiful a car, how beautiful a building, how beautiful this dress. That means we are loudly proclaiming, I wish I had that one. And jealousy starts, hatred starts, competition starts, all because of this. So, Shraddha is the very central portion. But yoga, that's why this word yoga, through karma is karma yoga, through bhakti is bhakti yoga, through jnana is jnana yoga, through the Patanjali yoga or Raja yoga. Yoga is the Atma, backbone. And then Mahaha Puchham Pratishta. Such a person, if he progresses, gradually he will, with all these qualifications, and he will become identified with whom? Hiranyagarbha, in his higher manifestation, called Mahaha. As I just now mentioned, all the intellects together, combined, is called Mahaha. And such a person, so he would become everything in this world. So he will attain, after death, if the body falls, higher worlds, if he has desires left out. But if he is a yogya, uttama, adhikari, that is sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha, endowed with all the fourfold qualities, you know what happens? He will not care. I don't want higher loka. That is what Bhagavad Gita says, athava yoginam eva kule bhavate dhimatam etadhya durlabhataram janma et idrusham loke et idrusham. So if somebody has some desires left out, he will be born in a prosperous family, but spiritual family, and while fulfilling his desires, he moves forward in spiritual life. But if somebody doesn't have any more desires, then he will move forward. He will be born in such a spiritual family that everybody will be helping everybody else in that family. So he will progress and become one with Brahman, reaches God realization very, very soon. So for Sakama Upasana, higher lokas, for Nishkama Upasana, he will move forward. That means from Vijnanamaya Kosha, he will move forward into the Anandamaya Kosha. That's what we are going to enter very soon. So this is just to recollect what we have discussed about the fourth kosha called Vijnanamaya Kosha. And the results, Vyashti and Samashti Upasana also we have seen. Now we enter into the fifth kosha. And what is that fifth kosha? It is really called Vijnanamaya Kosha. What we described earlier was the fourth kosha. This is the fifth kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha. And what is Vijnana? The kosha consisting of intellect. And what does this intellect really mean? That is what we need to understand clearly in the fifth section, Vijnanamaya Kosha, that once a person is endowed with tremendous Shraddha, and that person, he will be doing things. That is being described. First, let me read out the mantra. Vijnanam yagnam tanute, karmani tanute picha, vijnanam devaha sarve, brahma jyeshtam upasate, vijnanam brahma chet veda, tasma chet na pramadyate, sharire papano hitva, sarvan kaman samashnutaiti, tasya esha eva sharira atma, yah purvasya, tasmadva etasmat vijnanamaya, anyo antara atma, anandamaya, tena esha purnaha, sava esha purusha vidhayeva, tasya purusha vidhatam, anvayam purusha vidaha, tasya priyameva sharaha, modo dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha, ananda atma, brahma puchyam pratishtha, tadapyesha shloko bhavati iti panchamonuvakaha. Peculiarly, what this Taittiriya Upanishad is doing, having described this Vijnanamaya Kosha, it said there is another kosha, interior, much, much subtler, more pervasive than even this intellectual sheath, and it is called Anandamaya Kosha. So here itself, it is indicating what we are going to discuss. And just like the other koshas, remember, every kosha is described as a human being or as a bird with a head, right hand, left hand, back, side, or the portion from below the neck to the beginning of the legs, and then the legs, five parts. So here also, it is said that five parts are there. We will be studying it earlier. But what is important in this? Let us explain. Vijnanam yagnam tanute. So what does a person who is endowed with Shraddha? So he knows, if I do this, then I get this result. I desire this result. Therefore, I know for definite, it is as scientific as 2 plus 2 cannot be 3 or 5. It must be only 4. Therefore, whatever the Vedas are telling, scriptures are telling, the absolute truth. That is why in the Vivek Chudamani, we get the great Shankaracharya's definitions of these qualities. He says, what is called Shraddha? Guru Shastra Vakyeshu Satya Buddhi Avadharana. Absolutely true. The words of the Guru, the words of the scriptures. There is no difference between the Guru and the Acharya. Because Guru is only, first he had the realization, because he had the faith in his Guru, and his guru had faith in his guru. This is called Guru Sishya Sampradaya, the tradition of the Guru and Sishya lineage. So, here also, the same Shraddha, the moment a person has Shraddha, absolute faith, that will produce instantaneous action. These are marvelous truths we have to be aware. Supposing you are walking, just imagine, and somebody is walking behind you, maybe a tall fellow, hefty fellow, and he is carrying a big gada, a big club, and he is looking again and again at you, for whatever reason. Imagine, you somehow thought, this fellow's aim is to smash my little head. 100% you have that faith. Do you think you will sit there? Either you will have a heart attack, that means you are escaping from that imagined pain, or you start running away. What am I talking? If you have real Shraddha, and then another fact we have to remember, there is no percentage in Shraddha. 1% Shraddha, 2% Shraddha, 3% Shraddha, 99%. No. If it is percentage, it is called belief. And belief, we have to progress through belief. And once it becomes belief, becomes 100%, that is called Shraddha. And there is, as I said, that there is no choice. That is called Jnanam. And once Janati, a person knows 100%, then he cannot keep quiet. Then Ichchati, immediately he desires, I want to have this one. What does he want? It depends what he knows. This person is in a second going to smash my head, or this person is the greatest beneficiary. Well, my welfare, he wishes my welfare, etc., etc. So, somebody believes, there is a world called Swargaloka, heavenly world, I would like to go there. If he believes in it, then immediately he will do whatever is necessary. There is no question, I believe in it, but I don't have a desire for it. That is possible only for a person who has a higher desire than heavenly world. Anyway, what I want to say, this Jnanamaya Kosha, the beautiful description, Yajnam Tanute, Yajnam means all those karmakanda part of the Vedas, all the rituals. They can be secular, they can be spiritual, they can be scientific, they can be artistic, they can be business-like. But here, we are talking about spiritual life, and therefore Yajnam Tanute. What is Yajnam? There are two meanings for Yajnam. Yajnam means sacrifice. So, Bhagavad Gita gives two meanings. First meaning is, Yajnam means you have to pay the price. That is called Yajna. If you want a 100,000 rupees car, you will have to pay 100,000 rupees. Don't think by hook or crook I will get. Later on, that hook or crook will get you. So, ordinary meaning is you have to pay. Even for worldly desires, you have to pay. Even if somebody provides you free food, you will have to pay 100%. In what form? In the form of digestion, in the form of not having any worries. Even if somebody provides you the best of things, best of bed, best of car, best of food, if anyone's mind is full of worries, fears, and anxieties, he cannot enjoy. So, the body must be fit, the mind must be absolutely fit. So, both the body and mind should be absolutely healthy. What I am trying to tell you, that even for the least of the worldly desires to be fulfilled, we have to pay that price, either now or later. Pay now, that is wonderful. Otherwise, credit card. But you have to pay with compound interest. So, Vijnanam, when a person is endowed with Shraddha. What is Shraddha? 100% belief. Then there is no option. He desires. When a person knows there is a higher world, do you think he will go for slum areas? I want to live in the slum area everybody is floating in the bliss in the slum area. Do you think anybody will understand it? Whoever understands the higher worlds, Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, Prajapati Loka, Brihaspati Loka, Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, etc., impossible. So, Vijnanam, when a person decides, Vijnanam means what? Absolute faith. Absolute faith means what? Absolute decision. The intellect says, this is what I want to accomplish. And whether it is secular or spiritual, it accomplishes. That is called Yajnam Tanute. But I will come back to this word Yajnam after the next sentence. Karmani Tanute Picha. So this Vijnanam is absolute decision, unwavering, faithful decision. What does it do? Karmani Tanute Picha. It does karmani, actions. What type of actions? Any type of action one can imagine. And very important for us, especially intellectual actions. That is, right thoughts. Always cherish pure thoughts, right thoughts, dharmic thoughts, spiritual thoughts. That is why we have to practice. Satyam vada, dharmam chara, svadhyayan mapramadaha. Because svadhyaya, it tells us what to do. We understand from the scriptures. Sva adhyaya. Then go on watching. Am I doing the right thing, etc.? So that is what the intellect does. Whatever action, and whatever action which gives me progressively higher and higher happiness, that is made possible only because of this Vijnanamaya Kosha. So in this connection, the second meaning of Yajnayins means what? As Bhagavan Krishna so beautifully says that Yajna Dhat Karmano Anyatra. Every action must be transformed into a divine service in the form of devotion, thinking about God, talking about God, doing things that will increase our devotion to God, etc. So that is called Karmani. A whole life is called Yajna. And about this Yajna, especially 12 types of Yajna. In the fourth chapter comes Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi. But especially that Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi, he is a person who attained to this state. So the person who is offering, the fire unto which he is offering, and the offerings which he is wholeheartedly offering, and the instruments with which he is offering, and the attitude with which he is offering, everything is Brahman. I have nothing to do. This body is Brahman. This mind is Brahman. This prana is Brahman. This intellect is Brahman. The desires are Brahmans. The actions are Brahmans. The results of these actions are also belong to Brahman. Such a person becomes totally identified with Brahman. And that is a beautiful word. Probably we may not hear it many times there. It is called Brahma Karma Samadhi. It is a samadhi. You heard about Savikalpa. You heard about Nirvikalpa. Here is a Brahma Karma Samadhi. What is this? Simply to translate it, it is called the practice of the presence of God, especially by Brother Lawrence. So, Karmani Tanute Picha. Once a person is possessed by Shraddha, Nachiketa was possessed by Shraddha. Somebody, some spirit, some ghost possesses a person. He had absolutely no freedom. Whatever that spirit, Brahma Rakshasa, Are Pishacha, makes him do it, the ghost makes him do it, he has to do it. Nachiketa was possessed by this Shraddha. What is it? That everything that the Veda talk tells, including what we call comma, full stop, semicolon, colon, everything is absolute truth. Then he cannot but do, led as if by the nose rope. You know, bulls in India are, their noses are pierced with and they to control. Or like the horses are controlled with those coverings round their eyes. So everything is covered up, as it were. The person has absolutely no independent value. The Veda possesses him. God is Veda. So God possesses him. And what does God want? Only God. So everything he does ultimately leads for God realization. Therefore it is said that Sarve Deva, Vijnanam Devaha Sarve, Brahma Jeshtam Upasate, Vijnanam Brahma Chet Veda, all the Devas. So we can take this word Deva in two ways. All the gods, the higher beings, who attain to that state of higher beingness because of they have performed so many actions as instructed by the Vedas. They went to higher lokas and they are residing there. That is one meaning of Deva. Second meaning is, according to Vedanta, every sense organ is called Deva. So once a person's intellect is possessed by Shraddha, all his sense organs, 10 of the body, which are called sense organs of action, 5, sense organs of knowledge, 5, and plus the mind, all the ekadasha indriyani. What do they? That is called devas. Survey all these. What do they do? Vijnanam Brahma Jestam Upasate. Jestam means what? The earlier. Earlier means what? Everything depends upon our decision, intellect. So, the intellect is possessed of complete faith in the Guru, in the scripture. And whatever the Guru says, is going to do. So, this person's tanu, mana, dhana, everything is dedicated in fulfilling the commandments of the Guru. That's what we have seen in the case of Satyakama Jabala. We have seen in the case of Upakosala. We have seen in the case of the Janashruti, here it is, getting the lessons from Raikwa Rishi. What do they do? They worship this Mahaha. So, that is what happens. Vijnanam Brahma Chayat Veda. And they come to know this Vijnanam, or in other words, the highest expression of Hiranyagarbha called Mahaha. He is the nearest to the Brahman. So the intellect accomplishes the sacrifice, it also accomplishes all actions. All the gods worship the intellect, who is the eldest as Brahman. And once a person follows the instructions of the Guru, because he is possessed with intense faith in the words of the Guru, which are nothing but the words of the Vedas, tasmat chet na pramadyati, he will not slip. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, an expert dancer never sleeps. And then as a result, he leads the purest life that is possible. Then what happens? Sharire papmano hitva. Even though his body may be doing something undesirable, for example, he may step upon some insects, some crawling creatures, but that is no problem. All the sins that are committed both by the body and mind, hitva, they do not touch him. Why do they not touch him? Because we have seen he is not identified with the body, he is not identified with the prana, he is not identified with the mind, and therefore the sin can come only because of the body, prana and mind, or body mind. But you also have to understand, he also becomes completely detached from all the good deeds. He no more desires what is called the higher results, punya. No, he doesn't want. Because a person who reaches it, he is glimpsing Brahman, as it were, very near. That is why he is like a small magnet which is approaching a huge magnet. He will helplessly, he will be carried forward to become one forever with that biggest magnet, which is called God. And Brahmananda Maharaj uses this word. God is the biggest magnet, and every jiva, consciously or unconsciously, is trying to reach only this God, reach the biggest magnet. Then what happens? The small magnet completely merges itself with the bigger magnet. That is the power of the bigger magnet. But The smaller one also must be a magnet. That is what Swami Vivekananda says. Each soul is potentially divine. So what happens? A person who identifies with this something called Mahat aspect of Hiranyagarbha, Sarvan Kaman Samashnuta Iti. If a man knows the intellect as Brahman, and if he doesn't swerve from it because of old samskaras, he leaves behind all the evils of the body, and as I said, of prana, of the mind, and he attains all his desires. What does it mean? He will not have any desire. What does it mean? Why doesn't he have any desire? Because the end, the purpose, the goal of every desire is to be happy. And he is so near to Anandamaya Kosha. Next step is merging oneself with the in the Anandamaya Kosha. Therefore, what for? I am full. Therefore, I don't desire anything. After eating full tasty food, a person immediately doesn't desire. Just as an example. So all his desires will be completely fulfilled. He is called Kritakarma, as if he had done everything and he had achieved everything and he has become completely satiated. And that is what Taittiriya Upanishad also is going to describe later on. So, akamahataha, shrotriyasya akamahataha. He becomes a shrotriya. That means he becomes Vedic teachings himself. And akamahataha, he will never again be falling into the net of desires because, as I said just now, the goal of every desire is to remove that desire. And when a person's desire is fulfilled, he will be only a happy person. Happiness is the end. And then, as before, this Vijnanamaya Kosha description, tasya vishayeva sharira atma, just like an imaginary human body or a body of a body, tasya vishayeva sharira atma, yah purvasi, just like the Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha also is to be imagined. For what? For the purpose of contemplation. Not only that. Tasmadva etasmad vijnanamaya anyo antara atma anandamaya. So, tasmadva etasmad vijnanamaya. When a person becomes completely identified with vijnanamaya kosha, as if he had reached a very high mountain, and when he is standing on the top of that mountain peak, immediately another greater mountain peak will be visible to him. Until now it is covered up. This low mountain he was climbing, he thinks this is the highest. But once he reaches the top, suddenly he says, no, this is not the highest. That is the highest. I must now climb that one. Otherwise, I will not be a fulfilled person at all. So, tasmatva etasmat vijnanamaya. Higher, subtler, more pervasive, nearer to Brahman, more blissful, there is another he glimpses. Anyaha antara atma, that which is inside. Anandamayaha, anandamaya, tena esha purna. Then he realizes this anandamaya kosha, it fills the entire vijnanamaya kosha, just like water or oil fills a vessel. So, verily different from the sheath, which consists of the essence of the intellect, but within it is another self, which consists of bliss, ananda. And by this anandamaya, anandamaya kosha, the former, that is vijnanamaya kosha, is filled. And so he says, sava yesha purusha vidha eva. And this anandamaya kosha is also imagined like a bird, for the sake of easier contemplation. It's just like a human being or a bird. Tasya purusha vidhatam, and he should be contemplated in the human shape like we did of the other four. Anvayam purusha vidha. Anvayam means exactly follow the same methodology like we did the former. These two, that means Anandamaya has the shape of a man like the human shape of the former, is the human shape of the Anandamaya. and how does it go? Tasya priyameva shiraha, modo dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha, ananda atma, brahma puchyam pratishtha. So he says, joy, priyam, is its head, delight, that is moda, is its right wing, greater delight is pramoda, is its left wing, but bliss itself is its trunk, and Brahman is the support of this entire structure. It's a support. Let me, in this class, give a small example, and we will discuss about it in our next class. With this, we have completed the understanding about the Vijnanamaya Kosha, and so what is, and now the aspirant has glimpsed into innermost kosha, the last kosha, and beyond which is only no kosha, but only Brahman. And to understand what is priya, what is moda, what is pramoda, happiness, joy, and greatest joy, and the bliss of God Himself, and Brahmananda. So, five classifications of Brahmananda. To understand this, as I said, I am going to give a small example. Sri Ramakrishna gives this example. A man had heard that there is a great treasure hidden somewhere. So he got the information where that treasure is to be found. So he goes to that place with a digging instruments, etc. So he starts with a big iron rod and goes on digging, goes on digging, goes on digging, and he is going down and down and down and down, but nothing is there. Then suddenly the tip of that iron rod that makes a metallic sound. The man jumps up. That is called priya, thinking about joy. It is true. There is not a rock, stone. It is a metal box. And joyfully he digs forward. And then when he beholds the box, it is closed, it is locked. But beholding itself gives him indescribable bliss. That is called moda only. And then he breaks open the box and then he beholds the treasure. That is called pramoda. Moda, pramoda. Great, great happiness, greater happiness. And then he takes into his hands that you can call it either gold or diamonds, or precious stones, like what is called, people are digging everywhere and getting it. So this person, his joy, the moment he takes all those precious stones in his hands, his joy knows no bounds. So like that, this is Anandamaya Kosha is described, and it is given like a human shape with a head, two hands, and then the supporting portion, back portion, and then the supporting leg portion, about which we will talk in the future. And it will be so beautiful. This Panchakosha Vivarana is indescribably beautiful. Just before I close, I have to tell, it is like in another model, a person, he dives deep from the gross body, identifies with the subtle body, then he detaches himself from the subtle body, identifies with the causal body, and detaches himself from the causal body, and identifies with the Turi Avastha or Brahma Avastha. It is not a state, it is the only thing that is the reality. We will talk about this in our next class. ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. मे श्रीरामकृष्ण होली मदर एंड स्वामी विवेकानंद ब्लेस अस ऑल विद भक्ति. जय रामकृष्ण.